Welcome to the Men on Purpose podcast, featuring dynamic conversations with emerging and established visionary men on purpose. Thanks for joining us today as we celebrate the men on purpose who are committed, creative, courageous change makers all around the world. Now, here's the host of Men on Purpose, Emerald Greenforest.
Welcome to another episode of the Men on Purpose podcast, where we celebrate men on purpose and provide our listeners with wisdom and immediately actionable steps to be more purposeful, powerful, and positive in their impact and their leadership. This is your host, Emerald Greenforest, and today we welcome our very special guest, Jason Lang. Jason is a men's embodiment coach, group facilitator, and evolutionary guide. He helps men to drop in and wake up to deeper clarity in their life's purpose and relationships. Jason believes that every man should be in a men's group for the growth and support opportunities that they provide. And I am so delighted to have you here on the show today. Welcome, Jason.
Awesome. Yeah, I'm so excited to be here with you.
Well, Jason, I'm not sure how we connected exactly, but I understand from our pre-show conversation that it was through a connection, a referral. So whoever it was that connected us, I want to say thank you to that person. And I want to find out from you, what inspired you, Jason, to put yourself into this position to have a conversation with me about being a man on purpose?
Yeah. It really just kind of starts in my own journey of what it's taken for me to kind of grow into and create the life I'm now celebrating and loving, and that I've worked with a lot of men over the years, and knowing their stories and knowing my stories, I'm just very passionate about this idea of getting men into men's groups. So whenever I find an opportunity to talk about it and how that has not only impacted my purpose, but is part of my purpose, I jump on it. So I'm just super excited. I love talking about men's work, and a huge part of pretty much everyone's journey, man or woman, is this idea of, you know, what is our purpose? What are we doing here? And how are we serving the planet in whatever we're doing? So my hope in being here is getting to serve.
Beautiful. Well, I want to hear more about your calling. Like, obviously, you don't put yourself out there and say that you're an embodiment coach and an evolutionary guide and a group facilitator if you haven't had some life things that have happened, likely, including a calling. So can you talk to our listeners about what that experience was for you, that calling experience, maybe what it felt like for you, where you were at the time? And just help us to go a little bit deeper and maybe talk about whether or not, I'm guessing, a men's group might have helped you to navigate going through that period.
Absolutely. Yeah. So my journey really began when I was a teenager. I grew up in the suburbs of Chicago in a pretty vanilla suburban family that had a lot going for it in terms of, I was raised middle class, but my family did not have a lot of emotional or physical connection. So, things were okay, but I didn't really ever learn how to be in my body and talk about my feelings. And for me in specific, that first manifested in, you know, as I got into puberty in high school, having no idea how to connect with women and talk to them and express and share any of that. And so I was a very late bloomer that suffered in high school and college and well beyond when it came to how to create a relationship and feeling a desire to do that, but not knowing how. Simultaneously with that, since I didn't have a lot of connection in my family necessarily emotionally, I got pretty lucky. Since I was a teenager, I've kind of always had a group of men in my life that I was able to connect with at varying degrees of depth, but that were always there for me and in some sense became kind of my family as I grew older. And when I got out of college, I still had never been in a relationship and never been intimate with a woman and was feeling a lot of pain around, I know there's a different way to be in the world and I don't know how to get there. And so that kind of kickstarted my developmental journey and landed me in Boulder, Colorado. And I worked for a philosopher named Ken Wilber and got just totally immersed in all kinds of growth-oriented work. And it was there that I actually experienced men's work for the first time. So a bunch of the guys I had been working with and met in that small town decided to start a men's group. And we started meeting, you know, I think initially about once a month, and that kind of evolved and grew into a core of, I think, 10 of us that were meeting twice a month consistently until I left Colorado. And part of why I left was they helped me kind of discover my purpose, and that the level I wanted to serve at wasn't really going to be attainable for me in that town for various different reasons. And so it was actually being in men's work that helped get me on my path. And then when I moved to Los Angeles, it was so apparent to me, the hardest thing I left behind was my men's group. And I immediately felt the impact of what it was to not have that regularly in my life. And it took me like 2.5 years after moving here, but I got pretty clear that I wanted that again and started a new men's group here in Los Angeles, which I've been in for years now, and had such a great time doing that and became such a advocate for that. I would just tell everyone all the time, oh, I'm in this men's group. It's really great. And then a bunch of men just started asking me like, oh, can I join? And I would be like, oh no, we're full. Unfortunately, like we literally can't fit more than, you know, 8 people in the space we meet in. So from that, hearing that over and over though, I just started leading additional men's groups and giving men a space to come into and experience that. And that kind of kickstarted my whole life, specifically as a coach and a men's group facilitator.
Beautiful. So I want to talk a little bit about the piece about no emotional and physical connection from your kind of vanilla suburban family. It's interesting because last night I actually attended my first cuddle party, and and it's such a beautiful thing. I don't know if anybody who's listening has ever done it or if you've ever done a cuddle party, but physical touch is such an important aspect of our humanness. So I'd love to have you talk about maybe specifically, especially since you're an embodiment coach, how being in the men's group has really supported you to maybe embody yourself, right? More fully embody yourself, but also to make those physical touch kind of connections with other people, whether it's in intimate relationship or even in a, you know, more collegial relationship, and the importance of embodiment. If you could just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a huge edge for a lot of the men I work with, in that there's so much in our culture about what men are supposed to do and how they're supposed to be versus what they actually need. And this idea of the tough man who just grits his teeth and figures it out and gets through life no matter what is an image a lot of us were taught of what masculinity is. And unwiring that has been a huge part of my growth and development. And men's group has been one of the central places for discovering that. Because, you know, one of the things I work with a lot of men around because of my own story is dating and relationships. And one of the constant struggles I see is that because so many of us men are conditioned to lone wolf it through life, as I call it, when we do get into an intimate relationship, it has to fulfill so many different needs for us. It's our one emotional connection, it's our physical touch, it's our best friend, it's our lover, and it tends to put a lot of stress on that relationship. And then for a lot of us men, and certainly for me, not having access early on to like emotional intelligence, so to speak, of like, what am I feeling in my body right now? Like, I don't even know when people would first ask me, like, what are you feeling? And it's really hard to connect until we can identify that. Men's group was one of the first places I just felt totally safe to discover, like, what am I feeling in my body right now? And for men to help me dial that in, and then to actually get some of my, one of the things I love about men's group is how it can help us get our connectivity needs met in a safe way from people that don't need anything from us. You know, for so many guys, there's so much else wrapped in with relationships that sometimes it can be hard to ask for what we need or even condition our nervous systems to be able to receive. One of the things I see with so many men is their partners, man or woman, are dying to love them and are trying to love them, but men just literally don't know how to let it in. And there's something I have found that specifically often happens in men's group where those cracks can sometimes first fully open, and where the touch of just another man or being held or eye connection while we're sharing something that we've never shared before, feeling something we've never felt before, kind of starts to open that piece of ourselves up and allows us to start receiving at like a neurological level. In men's group, you know, just the being held by another man was, you know, one of the most transformative experiences I first had of just kind of an energy of, hey, it's okay. It's okay to feel, and I've got you, and I don't need anything to be different right now about you. This is totally okay. And that really kickstarted my emotional journey and is a huge part of what I do with a lot of the men I work with, is particularly in some of my deep dive weekends. It's not until we involve touch that just men having other men hold them, even touch them, that their nervous systems even feel safe enough to release. I get a lot of men that come to me saying like, yeah, I want to cry, but I can't get there. I don't know how to get there. And I found touch, particularly touch in a safe container of other men who don't need anything from you, is one of the quickest ways to bring that up for so many men I've worked with and was for me as well.
Beautiful. Well, we could spend hours talking about this particular subject, Jason. I have a lot to share and ask of you to share with our audience about this, but we're already at the break. So we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, I'm going to let everyone know where you can find out more about Jason. And right now, I want to ask for help. You know, one of the things that Jason is bringing forward and that most of our guests also bring forward is it is important to ask for help, and it is important to not be out there as the lone wolf. And it is important to recognize that you do not have to have everything together, and that there are other men and women out there who have pieces of a puzzle that may make your life just significantly better. So I'm going to ask for help today. If you are enjoying this show and you want us to stay on the air, please consider making a donation at www.menonpurposepodcast.com. And we also want to ask you to share with your lovely lady friends that a brand new show is now being broadcast just for them, called the Wickedly Smart Women Podcast. So if you'd help a gal out and let your sisters, mothers, daughters, and female friends and colleagues and wives know about our new show so we can serve them with great content too, that would be most appreciated. I do want to thank all of our listeners who are downloading, rating, and reviewing. We've already had thousands of downloads from all over the world, and we're going to shout out this week to our listeners in Hong Kong. There's a lot going on in Hong Kong right now, so I want to shout out to our listeners in Hong Kong and send you lots of love and courage. And we will be right back with Jason Lang.
The Men on Purpose podcast is brought to you by the Creative Age Consulting Group. Men, are you ready to take the leap and go deep to discover the most meaningful mark you can make with your life? Is now the time to consciously craft the legacy life you want to lead? Are you already a legendary leader looking for your big what's next? Creative Age Consulting Group is hired to help men just like you to gain clarity, create consciously, and commit courageously. Please visit timetomakeyourmark.com to apply for an invitation-only consultation. Be sure to apply for a consultation today if you have been inspired to receive support in serving your purpose and making your most meaningful mark. Once again, that's timetomakeyourmark.com, or click on the link in the show notes for access to the application.
And we are back with our special guest, Jason Lang. You can find out more about him and his work as an embodiment coach, group facilitator, and evolutionary guide at evolutionary.men. And I'm sure there's all kinds of great information there for you to access and to digest. And I definitely recommend that you are, especially if you are feeling like you're locked up tighter than a drum, this work of embodiment is really, really important. And so I would highly recommend that you take a look at his site and see if it's the right fit for you to potentially work with him. So Jason, let's talk a little bit more about this dearth of touch in our world and the programming and the conditioning. And, you know, I brought up a son mostly on my own, and I watched when he went from, you know, boy to adolescent, how like literally it was just like the shell came on, the mask, you know, the shutdown started to happen. And, you know, particularly for people who have children potentially who are listening on the show, young boys, is there some things that you can offer to the fathers to help the fathers be able to more embody for themselves so that they can actually support their sons to not have to go through that diminution of their access to emotional and physical intelligence?
Yeah, I mean, one of the first things that comes up that we can all model, and I think particularly men can model, is how to hug, to like really hug chest to chest, belly to belly, and to actually take a breath, like to hug someone, take a breath with them to that moment where, you know, often we can feel our nervous systems relax a little bit. You know, that's one of the things I just notice all the time is the kind of man lean forward, kind of back chest hug that is part of our culture, but doesn't have to be. And that as fathers, we can model how we approach and connect with other men, even in just a good friend or a mentor or our sons, like to really not be afraid to involve bodily contact in that hug, to model that, hey, this is how men hug. Men aren't afraid to connect at this deep level. And that's one that I just see everyone can start doing immediately, that has such a great impact. And that, you know, you can feel when someone's really with you in that way. And it immediately shifts something every time I experience it, or receiving a hug like that or giving a hug like that. And then just developing and being willing to be vulnerable and go first, I think is one of the greatest things we can do to kind of show this for our children and other men in our lives, honestly. You know, one of the things, again, that I love about men's group that I've really discovered is, I like to say that, you know, masculinity is a transmission. So it's something we see. Oh, that's how men connect. That's how they relate. And for a lot of us guys like me, I didn't really have any models of that. So I didn't know what was even possible. But when I'm in men's group and I can see how deep two other men are connecting or touching or breathing or sharing vulnerably and not being afraid to like cry, it makes it so much easier for me to step into that space myself. So one of the things, you know, I would say is going first when it comes to sharing your emotional experience or even your uncertainty about your emotional experience. I don't actually, you know, I don't really know what's going on for me right now, but I kind of feel like I'm struggling, you know, and just modeling that it's okay to talk it out and help figure that out with other people.
Beautiful. So I'm being asked by the upstairs team to just drop into the subject of homophobia, because I know for my first husband, that was an issue. I know for a lot of men who were acculturated by a certain generation of people, and I have a brother who's homosexual, so that homophobia around physical touch between men and around hugging and around all of that thing may cause people to actually create a detriment to themselves, like a touch detriment to themselves that could really make a difference in their lives if they would just let themselves allow that to go away. So if you could talk a little bit about that, I don't know if that's something that you help people with, but, you know, certainly you talked a little bit about, you know, not even having a date until after you were in college. So anything that you can share with us about, you know, getting in touch with that more interrelationship side, whether it's, you know, sexual piece or on the opposite side, the fear of the sexual energy. If you can talk about that, that would be really great.
Yeah, it's definitely something I think is an edge for a lot of men. And again, what I love about like the embodiment piece is when it's okay with me and other men see that, it starts to open something. I have seen that, right? Particularly if I invite some men into a group and maybe one or two of them are uncomfortable with that, never had that. And then I'm just going in for bear hugs and welcoming people. And it's immediately shifts the energy in my experience of just seeing it like that. This is nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to be afraid of. I haven't encountered a lot of that myself, I think, because there's just an energetics that in most of the groups I lead, that as soon as people step into the room, there's just this feeling that, oh, it can actually be way different. And it's just not a big deal. And that in some sense, there's something really liberating for men about masculine touch, because for so many years, that's kind of what we were wired for in tribal cultures and hunting culture and going out. There's that level of camaraderie that's part of our nervous systems. And that, you know, I'm just kind of forward and honest with guys like that. Yeah, so much of that stuff you guys were taught, it's just BS. Like, it's like, who's more brave? The man willing to hug a friend or the man afraid to hug a friend? And I'm all about cultivating bravery.
I love that, cultivating bravery. All right. Well, you've talked a lot about the central nervous system, and we've also talked a lot about this cultural conditioning that is in the process, I believe, of being dismantled. And I know that you're leading in that charge. You, among many other men that I actually have interviewed, are really leading in the trailblazing into actually reconnecting with our ancient wisdom in many ways and dismantling these kind of false paradigms around masculinity and touch and all of those other things. What I want to ask you now is, what are you doing to spread, you know, LA is pretty ripe for, you know, you mentioned, you know, when they come into your groups, the energetic is there. But what about, you know, the guy who's in, I don't know, Oklahoma or Mississippi, who might be listening, or in some other country where repression is still very much a part of the kind of local or regional culture? How do you spread the word and open up the space for evolution as an evolutionary coach and an evolutionary guide?
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, getting the message out there, for me, that, you know, there's nothing new about this idea of men's groups. It's actually quite old, and it's something that we kind of forgot, that men grow with other men. That it's just like part of our DNA and part of our wiring. So a lot of the work I do lots of groups here live in LA, and I also do virtual programs, which it's a little harder, obviously, to get the touch piece in there, but even to give men an experience who live in other places in the country where they don't necessarily have access to all the amazing types of things we have access to here in LA, of a lot, I truly believe, can be rewired and opened up, even just in this type of video chat, when there's a guy sitting in a video chat and we just start practicing being emotionally vulnerable and realizing that, oh, that's actually quite powerful. It's actually a sign of strength when we're willing to just own what we're feeling and its impact on us, and then ask for help when we need it. I've led probably 200 phone calls with men all across the US, just wherever they're at, getting to know them and where they're stuck in life, and offering some of these nuggets of wisdom and a path forward that if they want to connect, you know, I'm doing my best to lay down some groundwork for that. But there's many, many other organizations as well. And that it really just starts with us putting it out there over and over and over again.
Great. Well, I have one last question for you, because I'm guessing that there may be some men on purpose in the making in this audience who may have the dating challenge that you had. And so I'd love to hear you just kind of wrap up the interview with what it was perhaps that you were able to do to break through that area and to be able to create a relationship with a female that is loving and tender and respectful and kind and mutually beneficial.
Yeah, well, it all comes down to me for embodiment. So it was learning that if I was stuck in my head in relating, that tended to evoke feelings of headiness and thoughtfulness in my partner, which isn't where attraction happens. Attraction tends to happen in our neck down, right? So in our kind of central column of our heart and our instinctual center, you know, our sexual organs, our power center. So for me, learning to open those channels up and getting in my body, again, learning what I'm feeling, what am I noticing in this moment, beginning to trust my intuition is something that as soon as that started to click up, oh, actually, I know I can read, you know, I can feel the energy now of when someone's attracted to me and when is an appropriate time to kind of lay my hand on their back or go in for a kiss. That all gets much easier when we're in the moment and in our bodies. There's so much information happening that we lose out on if we're just stuck in our head as men, wondering, what should I do next? Does she like me? Is this too forward? Is that too forward? And we're not actually paying attention to the person we're with. Mm-hmm. So for me, it was this journey of getting into alignment with myself and getting a deeper connection with myself and learning to breathe. Quite as simple as that, honestly, just learning to take deep breaths and breathe and not have to rush through the moment. And once that, as I say, I help men with dating from the inside out. Once we get in alignment on the inside, the outside, you don't need techniques, you don't need strategies, you don't need lines, like all that stuff so many coaches teach. I firmly believe that, yeah, when you're in integrity and you have access to your head, your heart, and your guts, it becomes very easy to date and relate and notice who's a yes to you and who's a no to you. Hmm. And to not be afraid as well. You know, learning that rejection is not the end of the world. It's just not a match, right? Sometimes it's just that simple. Like, oh, there's no chemistry there. It doesn't mean I'm a bad person and there's something wrong with me. Hmm. And it's actually quite liberating. Was for me when I kind of moved through that. And as I help men move through that, yeah, if you're breathing and getting in your body, that's like half the battle.
Beautiful. Well, I want to just pinpoint the three main things that I heard from you in this whole interview. Hug. Gentlemen, go out there and hug. Go first with your vulnerable stories and breathe and get into your body, especially if you are interested in creating a good, powerful, wonderful relationship with first yourself and then with everyone else in your world. So thanks so much for being here with me today, Jason. It was a pleasure. Listeners, we do love feedback, so please let us know what you thought of today's show. We have a new listener line set up where you can call in and leave a message. The number is 540-402-0043, extension 3333, or send in questions or guest suggestions to listeners at menonpurposepodcast.com. We might even give you a shout out on the show. You can find out more about Jason again at evolutionary.men. We'll have that in the show notes for you. I want to thank you for tuning in. Keep your ears open. And remember, you are magnificent men.
Thanks for tuning in, downloading, and listening. Be sure to review and rate Men on Purpose on Apple Podcasts and share with other men who can benefit from today's episode. Men on Purpose is the premier podcast series for informing, activating, and inspiring the leader who has made his money and knows now is the time to make his mark. We welcome your feedback and guest suggestions and invite you to subscribe to our mailing list to be notified of each new episode at menonpurposepodcast.com.